use the microphone.
Cool. Okay. My name is Megan. It's September 14th, 2019. I'm here with my dad. Okay. Question one. What were your parents like when you were a kid?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
Always around. Very caring. Like to do things with us, especially my dad. My mom was a housewife, so she was always around at home for meals, for bedtime, for everything. And my dad worked, but was always around for Saturdays and Sundays to do activities with us.
Okay. All right. When you were a kid, did you get into trouble?
Very rarely. I was actually pretty good.
And then, what was the worst thing you did?
The worst thing I ever did?
Mm-hmm.
That I got caught for, or?
So let's do that you got caught for and then that you didn't get caught for.
That I got caught for is when I was playing high school tennis. After losing a match, I threw my racket and it actually hit a car and took a chip of paint out of it, and the car was actually only about a month old. Ooh. And the guy was in the driver's seat. So, yeah, I got caught. Yeah.
Not caught.
Not caught would have been in high school drinking. I was 18, though.
And still it was not legal. The legal age.
It was legal in South Dakota at that time, but became really ill that night, but didn't get caught.
Hung over the next day?
Not that I remember. Yes.
Okay. okay, when you were younger, like before you hit teenager, like before 13, as a kid, what would you have described as your perfect day?
Ooh, back then,
mm-hmm.
It would have been wake up, watch cartoons in the morning.
Which cartoons?
Mighty Mouse.
Not a surprise.
Popeye. Those would be the two I remember.
Okay.
And then either go to the golf course and play golf or play tennis with my friends.
Okay. When you were younger, what did you think your life would be like today?
I always thought I was going to be a golf professional. Because that's what my dad and I always played golf together. So I always thought that's what I wanted to be.
Why didn't you do that?
Because I lived in South Dakota, and then somewhere in my early teens, I converted from golf to tennis.
Why?
That's what all my friends were doing. They were playing tennis.
So peer pressure.
No, just tennis was more fun. Yeah.
Why more fun?
I don't know. It kept me more physically fit. I don't know. You could do it all year long because we had indoor tennis facilities.
Right.
Yep.
Back then, technology was not what it was today.
No.
We had virtual reality tennis.
We had TV three channels back then. Right. Yeah. So.
Do you have any favorite stories from school?
From school?
Yeah. Like K through 12 or college.
Not really. No, I was. Okay. No, there was nothing special about my years in school.
Nothing. Okay. Do you like your job?
Yes, I do.
But?
Well, I've done it for.
And?
I've done it for 40 years. So I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's just some days it gets. You get new things, and I'm an old fashioned, I don't like to learn new things at my point in time right now.
Okay. If you could do anything now, like a new career change or like a brand new job, what would you do? You can't say that you want to retire because we all know you want to retire.
No, I would, if I could do it all over again, you mean?
Yes.
If I could do it all over again, you'll find this hard to believe. I would have joined the military.
Okay.
And I would have finished my career in the military.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Because I know what great benefits they have when they leave.
And your job does not.
Well, it has benefits, but you had military benefits upon leaving, plus the military was something good to do.
Yes. And do you know that because Grandpa was in the military, or?
That and just knowing. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Switching gears back to Grandma, Grandpa. My Grandma, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Your parents. Where was Grandma's family from, like Grandma's side?
I believe, well, they were from the Appleton, Minnesota area.
Okay.
Because my mom's dad was a minister or a pastor at the church.
Okay. Do you know any farther back?
No.
Like where her ancestry lies?
Well, she's Norwegian. I do know that.
Okay. And what about Grandpa? Where did Grandpa grow up?
Grandpa, I believe, grew up in Iowa, I think.
Okay.
Because that's where my grandpa had a farm.
Okay.
And was there.
And then anything about where his ancestry lies?
No, I do know he called himself, he was of what they call Dutch descent.
Okay.
Which means he's got some Czechoslovakian in him, that's probably his majority, but then all over Europe, there's basically where he's from, or his ancestors are from.
Mostly European.
Yes.
But no specific European.
Yeah, if it was specific, it would be Czechoslovakian.
Okay. Do we have any, like, classic family stories that have been passed down, or...
No.
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 Okay.
No.
Good to know. What was the best advice you ever got from both of them?
Whew. Whew. Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, I honestly don't remember any advice. Other than, you know, do well in school and just be honest and try your hardest.
Okay. Do you wish that they, let me rephrase this. Is there any advice you wish they would have told me before they passed away? Or any wise words or?
No, because I think you learned enough from them, okay. Especially from Grandpa. You know, Grandma was a homemaker, so she.
That she was.
She liked to cook and knit and sew and things like that. So maybe if she could have taught you how to do those things, that would be nice. But, you know, Grandpa was an educator, so he...
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say a question about
that. Oh, wait, was one of the things about... Was one of your questions about memories of... I mean, I have a story that here, I'll just tell you. You can fit it in wherever you want.
Great. But
when I was in college...
Yeah.
Grandpa was, of course, the president of the college at Augustana, mm-hmm. And it's a liberal arts college. I was an accounting major. I don't know how to spell or write very well. That's why I'm an accounting major.
Correct.
So
fat fingers and no English.
Grandpa, as the president, wrote a religious paper for me for one of my classes.
He cheated for you?
He did, because he understood that
you couldn't write.
I couldn't write very well. So
what year were you in college at this point?
I think I was a junior. A junior.
Okay.
And the teacher actually gave that paper a C.
Ooh.
So the story, which has never come out, is that there was an instructor that gave the president of a college a C on a paper.
What religion class was it?
It was
just religion 101.
Yeah, one of those really. Yeah, yeah. So I'm not sure if Grandpa dumbed it down to make it look like it.
Right.
I wrote it, or if. Yeah. So yeah, but that's.
Well, I mean, if
that's one of my all-time remembering stories. It's
got
like
it.
I can't believe you gave my dad a C.
Well.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I've had people write my papers for me the past couple of years. That's fun.
This won't be one of them though, right?
No. It's just all recordings. Okay. I can't remember where I was going with that question. Can't remember.
Well, that was an offshoot.
I'll go back
that
to it. I know, but I had an off, like a follow-up question to that question, but now I can't remember it. What do you miss most about each of them?
Well, I miss most my mom's cooking.
Correct. Poor man's soup.
Poor man's soup.
Delish.
Ham rolls are excellent.
I liked her bars that she always made.
So that would be my mom's cooking.
Okay.
And just talking to my dad.
About anything?
Pretty much, yeah.
I can't spell. Wow, one trait I got from you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, what is one trait you believe you inherited from both of them individually?
I'm going to say my calmness from my dad.
Okay.
Because you rarely saw him frazzled.
Correct.
Yes. I don't know, from my mom. I'm not sure.
Do you see any traits from grandma and grandpa in me?
No. No, because it was, I'm looking at what they gave me, and my dad was always calm. And
which I am not.
Which you are not. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And very, you know, emotionally not outgoing, which you are not. So you're not grandpa.
No.
And grandma was, well, grandma was social. Okay, maybe that's what, no, she was. She talked to a lot of people.
Yes, but in that terms, like, I am not that either.
No, but you do talk to people. You can, you know.
Yes.
And maybe that's what I got from my mom. It would be the social.
Yeah.
I can talk to people. So thinking back, nothing from my mom, but that, the ability to communicate and just be in a group and talk or not talk, but fit in. Yeah.
Do you think I didn't get those because...
No, I think you
got
that.
Well, in like terms of not getting that calmness or that emotional aspect because you and mom never showed me those.
Well, no, because I would have showed them to you. Your mother, on the other hand.
Yes, but I spent more time with mom. So
with mom, and because they lived up here, her side of the family.
Right.
Which are opposite of what my family is.
Correct. Would you have preferred to live closer to your family?
Well, of course.
Well, yes.
Yes,
but...
of course, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I would have much rather preferred to live closer
to them. I mean, you know,
them.
When, yeah, even though 4 hours is away, it was still 4 hours away.
Right. I couldn't just go visit them on a Tuesday.
Exactly. Instead, you had Ellen and Joe, Brett and Todd. That's... The emotion, you know, not emotional, but the
hot-headedness.
Yes, exactly. You got the hulky side of that. Yes.
Do you think also, because I know on your side of the family compared to mom's, they have, I mean, just anxiety just like passed down. It's just genetic at that point. But do you think...
Well, both sides of the family have that.
Well, right. But mom's side isn't as diagnosed as
diagnosed, I think, because nobody... went to the doctor or whatever.
Well,
I mean, remembering what Todd did.
Well, yes.
Remembering, you know,
But still, do you think that contributed more to, in a mom's family sense, that I didn't want to take any medication. I just kind of dealt with it. Whereas if we would have been closer to you, your family.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Beth would have been like, hey, you need to take this now.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. Yeah, the other side of it is my side of the family, as you know, is... they're all well educated.
Correct.
Or mom's side
is not.
Is not.
Yeah.
So there are two different spectrums there.
Correct.
Yeah.
No one finished college. No one
started
college.
You will be the first on mom's side to graduate from college.
Correct. Even though it's taken me 8 years to get there. Still there.
Still there. Still got a degree. Or will.
Will.
Yeah.
License on the other hand. Question.
Hey, I already paid the $30. For the graduation fee. You will graduate.
Well, I will graduate, but no one said I was getting my license right away. okay. Did grandma and grandpa ever talk to you about what their ancestors went through?
No.
Like their parents?
Back then, it wasn't as big knowing
family histories
when I was growing up.
Yeah, I wish it was bigger. Because in this class, we have a lot of people who are interviewing their grandparents, and obviously I don't have mine.
Right, yeah.
So it is very hard to track.
Right, and that's why...
Did grandma's family come over? Right. When did grandpa's family...
You could call my sister.
Correct.
And she probably has the oldest, a better right? idea. Yes, Mary is the oldest.
I probably will.
And the only reason I know she knows all this stuff is because Dennis did a lot of the work of researching. He loved to do that stuff. Oh, so
yeah, but, well, yeah, in his spare time of not ever being around.
Yes, exactly.
Do you know anything outside of what we've talked about your family history?
No.
No.
Well, no. Huh. Okay. Nope.
What big events happened when you were a kid?
JFK got shot.
Okay.
The Apollo 13 rocket exploded on takeoff.
Okay.
It didn't. That one didn't explode. That was the one that had the crisis in the... Well, one exploded, whichever one exploded, and the other one was that they lost power and they had to figure out how to get back to Earth.
Okay.
Both of those. Those are the ones I remember.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember what you were doing when JFK got shot?
I was actually in St. Cloud because that's where we were living at the time. And I believe I was in kindergarten.
At the lab school.
Lab school.
Which is now...
The Bob Wick.
For listeners, the ECC building.
I thought it was it's not the Bob Wick Engineering building, it's the ECC building.
No, that was Grandpa's friend.
Yes, right. Okay. I believe I was at home because it was in the afternoon and I had morning kindergarten, so I would have been home.
In the afternoon. Grandma there? Or was she at the school
Grandma
teaching?
Grandma would have been there.
Okay. Did...
Oh, wait, and, well, what? No, this is... When I was growing up, you wanted major events? Because we all, of course, have 9/11 of 01. But that's...
Right, but you were at work that day.
Right, yeah.
Because I was still at home.
Right, yeah.
Getting ready to go to school.
Yep.
And Mom was in... We were both in your bedroom.
Yep.
Watching the news, watching it happen live. I was too young to really remember exactly how I felt about it, because I didn't know what was happening. No one knew what was happening.
Right. Yeah.
I still find it very interesting. All the conspiracy theories.
And landing on the moon. Duh. The first Neil Armstrong on the moon. That would have been a major deal.
Okay, how old were you then?
I don't remember, but that would have been a major deal.
Yeah. Okay.
You can look these dates up later and figure out how old I was.
Yep, thanks. Just what I wanted to do. I don't have any more questions. I'm just trying to figure out what we're supposed to record, like 20 to 30 minutes. I'm a little short. Did Grandpa ever talk to you about the war?
Yes.
Any war in that case?
Yeah, actually, because the story that I remember that Grandpa said is first he was in the Marines.
Okay.
And
when he, in high school.
Well, because he was in, how did this work? It wasn't the Army because it was the Marines that he went to, and he was in boot camp, and this would have been after college, I'm trying to think of what it was, because he got kicked out of the Marines.
Why?
Because, as his story goes,
oh dear.
No, they were in boot camp, and they were learning how to march.
And he had a little,
they said, a swagger in his march step. And they kicked him out.
That's
and
great.
So then he joined the army.
Okay.
And then what he was basically in administration. I mean, going through the whole army.
Yeah. So he
did go overseas, but he didn't see fighting action. He was like, you know, the typewriter guy up doing administration work. Kind of like if anybody's the Radar O'Reilly of MASH. You know, he was like the clerk, you know, we're getting supplies and that.
Yep.
Went over there, came back, was a lieutenant colonel when he retired, and then was in the Army Reserve. So that was his kind of career. He retired as a lieutenant colonel from the Army after being kicked out of the Marines.
Of the Marines.
Yes.
What?
For having a swagger in his march. Yes.
And about what year was this?
Oh, well, this would have been...
Well, Grandpa was born in what, 1902?
Well, Grandpa would be 90... What would he be now? 97?
Which was 02.
No, he wouldn't have been 02, because that would have been 15. Or 6, 17. 1917. It's 20.
Am I not good at math?
No.
Didn't get that from you either. Because he would have been what? 97?
97. This year.
Gonna calculator it.
Yeah.
2019 minus 97. Oh, 1922.
There you go.
I was way off.
Yes.
20 years off.
So that's would have been probably in the 40s.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did Grandma and Grandpa meet?
They met, I think, at college.
Okay. Which was?
Someplace in Minnesota.
I mean, they didn't have the U of M back then?
No, and then they kind of moved around a lot. Mary, actually, the sister was born in New York. Mary was born in New York because my dad was doing something out there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they moved back to St. Cloud because their mom was from this area or whatever. And he worked at St. Cloud State University I was born in St. Cloud, Beth was born in St. Cloud, and Mark was adopted while we were in St. Cloud.
Yes.
And we moved to Sioux Falls when my dad got the call to be the Augustana College president when I was in first grade. So I would have been 6. So that would have been 1964. We moved to Sioux Falls.
It's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On the back to the terms of Grandpa being in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he go to? Like, overseas? Did he go overseas?
He did go overseas.
Okay.
Mary and Beth will probably know.
Okay. So what you're telling me is call them later.
I'm pretty much saying, yeah, call them when, yeah.
Not like I need much.
Yeah.
We're at.
I was the youngest. I didn't get to share in all the stories. You know, we were just.
Darn.
Yeah.
Only the arguments of where Grandpa used to live up here.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Which, by the way, is now the education building in St. Cloud. I think that's all I have. Anything you want to ask me?
What class is this for?
Social studies.
Okay, not history or anything, just social studies about learning your family.
Good question,
history?
Actually. I don't really know what this class is titled as. It's a really good thing to say on a recording.
Yeah, really.
It is instructional social studies.
And this is just to learn more about your family history?
Correct.
Okay. So you won't be as bad at it as I am, in other words?
Yes. Because what this app does is it saves it to an archive so that I can go back 20 years from now.
And listen to me?
Listen to it, yeah.
Okay.
Show my future kids or my
future
spouse.
Well, if you Google Charles L. Balser, there is a radio interview of him
from
that
who?
You can listen to. I don't know from who, but I found it one day Googling it.
YouTube.
No, it wasn't YouTube. It was on some like historical whatever. Yeah. So
what was his middle name?
Lewis.
L-E-W-I-S. Okay. Let's just, while we're still
C-L-B,
recording.
C-L-B.
Teaching speech in today's secondary schools. Yeah, it's a record. By C.L. Balser.
Mm-hmm.
That's a book from 1965.
Well, that would have been when he was in Augustana, or maybe... Yeah.
Speech? I wish it would show me a picture of who he was. I don't even think they have his picture online.
Well, they have his picture. You can see it. If I can find it, you can find it. So.
Well, correct. All right, well, I think that's all I have.
All right.
Even though I can't... He's literally not the top one on Google Images.
Really?
Correct. Huh. I don't know who he is. I don't know. I mean, it's a Charles Balser, but it's not...
Not the Charles Balser.
Correct. Maybe if I just do Charles. Okay, well, I'm ending this here then.
All right.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Yep. Well, you got...